because Petersburg is an isolated community with limited medical resources, we as a community really need to accept what is going on the world stage with the coronavirus and to take action early so that we can avoid overwhelming our local hospital. As soon as that happens, then we are in real trouble. So the action that the assembly took on Sunday afternoon to pass public health alert number one is the first step towards really guiding our population towards the best practices to mitigate any spread of the virus and ultimately to flatten the curve, which means to reduce the amount of infection that shows up here in Petersburg all at one time and potentially overwhelms. Well, absolutely will overwhelm our medical services. So the health alert itself points out 8 different issues that or directions that people should follow. It is an advisory at this point, but following the advisory as closely as we can will maybe, perhaps not, but maybe head off of further action. If people took this extremely seriously right now and started following these directives or heavy suggestions, then the need for further action is diminished. I wanted just to go down the list and speak briefly about each one. The first one is shelter in place as much as possible. Shelter in place is a term that is known in emergency management, and it is basically just meant to have people stay in their homes as much as possible unless you need to leave for essential activities. One of the things that people are concerned about is, does that mean I have to stay in my house all the time and I can't go outside or can't go on the boat? The answer is no. You know, mental health is an essential activity. Getting out in the weather, the beautiful day that we have today, is something that people should do. But we are just asking that if you do that, if you choose to take advantage of the weather, please do it smartly and observe 6 feet distance between yourself and anybody else. Wash your hands when you come back into the house. But it does not mean, shelter in place does not mean that you lock yourself down and never leave. That's not what we're asking. Number two is making limited trips to open stores for essentials. Try to plan your trips, or better yet, the grocery stores, the drug store, the hardware store, all have service now available that you can call them and give them your order, and they will fill it and deliver it. Some to your home, some to your, to the sidewalk outside the business. But it limits that interaction between the people that we depend on to provide those services and the potential spread of the virus. Social distancing is a term we have all heard many, many times so far, and all it means is that you need to stay at least 6 feet away from somebody else. Whether they're displaying symptoms or not, at this point we should assume that anybody around us has the virus. And so using that guideline of 6 feet will prevent the spread. And it's not that hard to accomplish. It's harder in stores and enclosed spaces, but with a little forethought and respect of your neighbors and others in the structure, it can be done. So, another important thing: conducting business via telephone or electronic means as much as possible. Here at the EOC, we've been inundated with teleconferences and other emails and. Really, that's the way it has to be. We're limiting contact with others, and that is very effective in limiting any spread of a virus. We're asking for temporary closures of non-essential businesses, and this is an issue that what is essential and what is non-essential that is getting a lot of information put out right now. The state of Alaska has guidance on that, many other states as well. The list of businesses as essential that is in the alert is fairly comprehensive. There are still questions. For instance, what about the canneries? What about the fish processors? And the answer that I saw this morning, if they're essential or non-essential, is that they're akin to agricultural workers and important to our society, so they are essential. The fish processors need to keep working to accept the landings that our fishermen bring into town and to keep that the food flowing for our nation. So they are important and essential.
Carl, that list is pretty long about what's considered essential. There are probably a lot more businesses here locally on the list of what is essential versus the ones who would be deemed non-essential.
I think you're right, Joe. I think that the list for essential businesses is longer than the non-essential ones. And if anybody has any questions about that, we're going to try to put together a list of frequently asked questions in relation to the health alert and post that on our website. We'll be working on that very soon and trying to give more guidance on what is an essential and a non-essential business.
All right. And what other measures does the alert seek?
Well, one very important one, they're all important, but this one is extremely important. It refers to anybody that is returning to Petersburg from another community. We're asking those folks that come in on the airplane or through the harbors, if they've been in another community, to self-isolate for 14 days at a minimum. And that is extremely important. Because we're isolated, if we shut down every access to our community, we would be safe. But of course, we can't do that, or that hasn't happened yet. And so the only way to really mitigate the spread of a virus that might happen to come on the plane is for those folks to understand that the state of Alaska and the citizens of Petersburg and the Petersburg Borough fully expect them to self-isolate for a period of 14 days so that they can truly tell that they are not symptomatic and they will not be spreading a virus. We don't have enough tests locally to test everybody that gets off the plane, and unfortunately the lag time between taking a test swab and getting the results is 7 to 8 days. So in that amount of time, if somebody was positive for the virus, they could spread it virtually throughout the community. So it's extremely important that people coming into Petersburg self-isolate as much as possible.
Okay. Other notes you want to get across about the public health alert approved Sunday?
Yes. Just basically, if you think that you've been exposed to COVID-19 and develop any symptoms, that includes fever, cough, difficulty breathing, please call the medical center hotline at 772-5788 and seek medical advice and guidance. That is important, and please call ahead of time. Do not show up at the clinic or the hospital expecting to see somebody if you're symptomatic. They need to know how to protect themselves, and they have to be ready to accept you and evaluate whether or not you should be tested. There's a number of questions that will be asked to qualify you. We have a limited number of test swabs in Petersburg, and so there's a strict guidance on who is tested and who is not. So important to call if you think you have been exposed or are showing other signs. And then, of course, the governor and the state of Alaska and the Center for Disease Control have issued numerous alerts and mandates, and we all need to be aware of those. They're posted on the borough's website. Please, everybody that has access to a computer should be online and checking resources on a regular basis.